As we've seen, the criminal justice system in Northeast Georgia is badly broken. But the biggest question is this: who profits from it? Get ready, because we're about to follow the money in this special edition of the news. Let's start at ground zero, the people. According to the U.S. Census Bureau, in 2024, when Elder Freeman was arrested, Stevens County, Georgia had a population of approximately 21,558 adults. A lot of these people live together in families, so there are only 10,524 households. The median household income is $54,754, and the average worker earns $28,424. In 2025, Stevens County's entire budget was over $21.4 million. If we add up all of the different law enforcement services in Stevens County, including the sheriff's office, the jail, the clerk of court, the DA's office, indigent defense, the superior court, the state court, the magistrate court, and probation, Stevens County budgeted $7.4 million, which is 35% of the entire county budget. This means that more than one out of every $3 that a Stevens County resident gives into county taxes goes to law enforcement. The city of Tacoma's budget for 2025 was much bigger, at almost $54 million. From that, about $3 million, or 5.5% of the total budget, was allocated to police. In total, these two entities devoted $10.4 million to law enforcement activities, which averages out to $990 for every household in the county. And by the way, the number is actually higher than that, because we're not including the state budget, like sending money to prisons, or the Georgia State Patrol, or judges, or the GBI. So where does that money go? Are we, the people, getting the value for our money? Or is the system profiting off of us? For that, we need to know how much money everyone makes. For comparison, remember that the median average worker in Stevens County makes about $28,424 per year, or $13.67 per hour. Donnie Nelson, Tacoma's most notorious bad cop, was hired by the city at a rate of $22.50 per hour. That's 165% of the ordinary worker's wage. Meanwhile, the sheriff's office has approximately 80 employees and a $3.8 million total payroll, meaning that on average, SCSO employees are paid $48,000 per year, or $23.98 per hour. So the police in Stevens County are paid significantly more than the average worker, and they're on the bottom of the totem pole. For example, in 2025, Police Chief Bruce Carlisle made $87,500. That's $42.09 per hour, 308% of the average worker. The previous sheriff, Randy Shirley, who is best known for using a restrained taxpayer as a trampoline, was paid $90,800 that year to do so. That's $45.41 per hour, 320% of the median worker. The new sheriff, Rusty Fulbright, is making even more at almost $98,000. That's $47.06 per hour, 344% of the median worker. So all the police bigwigs are getting paid three times more than the ordinary Stevens County worker. And the Point Church brought the police snacks like that's a charity? Get out of here with that! That's a bribe is what that is. So that's how the police are getting paid. But the money really gets moving at the courthouse. Let's start with Tim Quick, clerk of court. Tim pulls down over $100,800. That's $48.49 per hour, 354% of the average wage. The courthouse employs 15 to 20 low-tier, non-law enforcement, court-related employees. On average, they make $20.55 per hour, 150% of the average wage. And by the way, all of these low-level workers are getting great benefits like health insurance and retirement contributions. For example, the courthouse spent about $100,000 on health and life insurance in 2024. All you taxpayers out there earning average wage are getting health insurance covered, right? But don't worry about the little guys, because we've got big fish to fry. For example, George Christian, the district attorney, is getting rich, despite the fact that he hasn't had an election challenger in nearly a decade, and despite the fact that he is choosing to ignore 1,000 people who signed a petition urging him to stop prosecuting innocent people, he's being paid over $132,000 per year to do so. That's a whopping $63.68 per hour. 466% of what the average worker makes. Is he really more valuable than four ordinary people? Really? His right-hand woman, Assistant DA Prosecutrix Suzanne Boykin, whom 92% of survey respondents say is evil, makes over $117,000 per year. That's $56.42 per hour, 413% of the average worker. And remember, she gets paid to take snow days off. Comically, her counterpart in neighboring Habersham County, Meredith Davis, makes way less than her. Meredith makes only 68% of Suzanne's salary, bringing in only $80,000 per year. That's $37,000 per year less than Suzanne. So let's look for those two ladies to be catfighting at the office Christmas party. But still, Meredith Davis is bringing in $38.47 per hour, which is 281% of what we normal people make. Ann Pickett, the Stevens County solicitor who handles misdemeanor crimes, is bringing in $125,000. That's $60.33 per hour. Yet again, more than four times the average worker. By the way, we haven't talked about Meredith and Anne yet, but by the end of Season 3, Sheep Among Wolves, you're going to really, really hate them for taking that money. A big paycheck isn't the only perk of working in the DA's office. For example, according to the open records disclosures from the DA's office in 2024, while Elder Freeman and John Campbell were sitting in jail not getting bond hearings, the DA's office spent $1,300 on food from North Georgia catering company Zaxby's and Blue Creek Restaurant. On the defense side, the public defenders are also making big money. For example, let's talk about John Land, the public defender who represented John Campbell. You remember him, right?
I have a public defender. My public defender, John Land, has come to the jail one time to personally see me. I absolutely do not believe that I'm receiving adequate legal representation.
In 2025, the same year that John Campbell said that, his public defender, John Land, received nearly $166,000 in compensation. That's $79.67 per hour. So Land is making even more than D.A. Christian is at 582% of the average wage. To be fair, he might have five or six people stuffed in that coat. We had difficulty finding the exact salaries for the judges, but according to OCGA 4574, the minimum salary for a Superior Court judge is $126,265. Judges get an increase in salary based on the population of their district, cost of living, and the length of their tenure, but at bare minimum, both of these guys are making 444% of what an ordinary Stevens County worker makes. I was wondering how the taxpayers feel about paying for all this, and I talked to one person who definitely isn't happy about it. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome to the news, Elder Freeman!
Hey! Thank you, everybody. Thank you, thank you. Okay, you're too good. Calm down, calm down. Thanks, Mr. Pipsqueak. I've got my property tax bill here, and as you can see, in 2025, I paid $2,769.79 to Stevens County, and a lot of that went to law enforcement, so I'm right there with you, the average taxpayer.
Was it worth it?
How do you think I feel about it, Mr. Pipsqueak? It kind of feels like I'm paying rent on my own house to George Christian so that he can go out partying with his friends at Blue Creek Restaurant. And in fact, it gets worse than that. Because Suzanne Boykin arbitrarily decided as a condition of my bond that I'm not allowed to enter the county, which means that for all of 2025, I didn't get to go to my own house, but I still have to pay taxes on it.
Yikes. Hey, Elder Freeman, can I count on you to come back for Season 3, Sheep Among Wolves?
I wouldn't miss it for the world, Pip, but I've got some things to take care of first. So you folks at home, be sure to sign the petition and donate to the GoFundMe.
So what do you viewers at home think? Do you think that your household gets $990 in value from the system every year? Should the county devote more than a third of its budget for that purpose? Is it fair that lawyers in the courthouse are making four, five, or even six times more money than the laborers and getting expensive catering? Let me know what you think in the comments, and be sure to tell your friends on social media. I'm Mr. Pipsqueak signing off, and remember, you should never talk to police without your parents and a lawyer present.